Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.net, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Happy Monday to you, Queen. This is Queen Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this beautiful day. And as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a big success. I trust that you all had a beautiful weekend. It's certainly been hot here in Atlanta, Georgia, and I know that it's been hot a lot of other places. If you're living in a cool area where you've got a cool breeze, congratulations to you, right? Okay, so as we continue on with our theme about making money for the summer, you know, bringing in that cash for the summer, today I'm definitely going to be sharing with you five more ways to grow your business this summer. Now, the kids are getting ready to go back to school on the East Coast. I think a lot of the school system is going back early, and then in some areas, school doesn't start yet again until September. Whatever time frame your child is starting school in, know that the summer months are going to still run right on into August. And, you know, the big thing is that people are still vacationing in many places. You know, there's still a lot going on. A lot of people still are in that relaxation mode, right? And so, again, I want to remind you that just because it's the summer and just because you might be taking vacation or more relaxed, it's not a reason to slow your business down, okay? You've got to still keep it going, keep it flowing smoothly, and you have to make sure that you're staying in communication not only with your current clients or customers, but also future prospects as well. So keep that in mind. I am so excited that you're on the show today, and I pray that there is something that I'm going to say that gives you that aha moment, that helps you with implementing some piece in your business that will help you to make more money, grow, get better productive, whatever your needs may be. Keep listening to Successful Woman Radio because we give you information that you will be able to put to use in your business every day. Before we get started with the crux part of the show, the main part, let us go ahead and go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for allowing us to wake up this morning. Lord, we don't take for granted those 86,400 that you give us every single day. We see them, Lord. We thank you for them, Lord. And we claim them, Lord, to be able to use all of them, Lord. Bless us, O Lord, as we pursue being queens of organization, queens of action, and queens of leadership. Let us not procrastinate on our business goals and tasks, but be steadfast, unmovable, and unshakable. These three things, O Lord, we ask you to give these skills to us so that we can do what needs to be done. We ask also, Lord, for a special blessing over those business women that might be struggling with debt, feeling alone and isolated and not sure which way to turn. Let them know, Lord, that they are not alone. Give them inner peace and strength and resources and others to them. Lead others to them, Lord, that will help them to make things happen in their lives. Oh, we thank you so much for the many blessings that you have given us. And Lord, we reach out our hands to you and we embrace and accept all those blessings that are coming our way. Oh, yes, Lord, we know for a fact that you are in the blessing business and we want to be as well, Lord. And so we thank you. Father, at this time, we want to thank you for Successful Woman Radio and for all of the listeners that support the show. Father, bless them, Lord. And Father, please give me a ready recollection of the words and resources to share with all of our listeners today. It is in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Again, I trust that you all had a fantastic weekend and you are so ready to be the queen of leadership in your business. You're ready to be productive. You're ready to make some things happen. Now, as those of you who are longtime listeners know, our theme all this month has been Summer Cash, ways to keep your business growing during the summer months. All this month, I've been sharing ways to build a system to keep your business going during the summer and how we can't take the summer for granted. We can't get relaxed, but we have to keep our businesses going. Today, I'm going to be sharing with you 5 ways to make the most of your summer season to grow your business, okay? So stay tuned for that. I want to go ahead as well, and I want to cover the 5 questions, the 5 business questions of leadership, which are so very, very important, right? You know, one of the things that we often do is that we don't ask ourselves questions like we should as business women, as CEOs of our businesses. And that's something that we've got to stop doing. Questions of business leadership. These are questions that I bring about every single Monday. They are the same questions, and yet they don't always give the same answer. This is why you can ask them of yourself as often as you need to. So I'm going to quickly go over them, but I want you to understand that these questions are a gift to help you understand how important it is to have your CEO planning time and to figure out within your own self, brainstorm within your own self, what you need to do to take your business to the next level. So I'm going to start with question 1, have I set my business foundation? Now, this question has 5 core components to it. So I'm going to start off with component 1, saying legal structure and setup. This is very key as you're setting the foundation under your business. If you have not developed your LLC yet, this is something that we can help you with. All you need to do is schedule a power talk, and we'll give you those resources you need to get going to develop your LLC. Okay, you also are going to need a tax EIN. Now, I had a client a few weeks back ask me the question. She said, well, I already established my business name, and I don't have an LLC, but I already created a tax EIN. So I don't need to do a tax EIN. And so I want to just share this resource with you now. Yes, you have to have a tax EIN that is attached to your LLC. So what this means is that if you've been running your business as a sole proprietor, right, you just have a business license from your local county or city, but you've never actually incorporated to protect your personal assets, build your business credit, those type of things, you are going to need an EIN that belongs just to that LLC. Remember, when you incorporate, it is a separate entity, okay? And so therefore, as it being a separate entity, it has to have its own tax EIN that's attached to it. And that's very, very important, especially if you want to build business credit and get that going. You don't want the old EIN because it's going to be attached to your sole proprietorship and not that LLC. So just a tidbit there for you so that you can understand. I can help you specifically and customize exactly what you need and provide that resource to you to get yourself incorporated. All you need to do is schedule a power talk with me. And you can do that by simply going to Women About Biz, that's B-I-Z as in zebra.net, our main website, and clicking on coaching, or right there on the homepage, actually, you can just scroll right under the banner and the Power Talk instructions are right there for you. Here's the second core component to question 1 about setting your business foundation is that you've got to develop a strategy. As a business CEO, you definitely need to get used to becoming the queen of strategy, right? You have to ask yourself questions when you're strategizing, such as, what do I want to experience in my business this quarter? What will I do to support my vision and goals for my business? And how will I implement the tasks to support those goals? Meaning, you know, who do I want to delegate to? You know, have I actually thought about the tasks that I need to hold on to and be responsible for, but then delegate them to others that have more knowledge in that particular area? Here is component number 3. Have I formed my power team yet? You know, do I have an outline of the types of professionals that I need to make up my power team? Now, Queens, I want you guys to remember that the word power team is an internal word. It's not something that you go out bragging about or something that you're saying to somebody, well, I'm going to put you on my power team. But that word power team represents something to you personally, intimately about your business that you have stepped up to the plate and you have created a group of professionals that are going to shorten your learning curve and help you to move along further. And then core area number four is automated marketing. You have to ask yourself the question, do I have automation in place for my business as far as marketing is concerned? You know, I can't talk enough about automated marketing. It is a key in today's technological society. It is a huge key in being successful in your business because when you can automate things and not have to manually do everything, it's going to save you so much time. You're going to be able to respect your time more. You're going to be able to be that ambassador that you need for your business and have the time to be so, right? Here's core area five of the first question, have I set my business foundation? Are you prepared to receive the money? So personalize that question. Am I prepared to receive the money in my business, right? Now, I've identified four other areas up under this core area five that you need to particularly pay attention to. You need a business checking account, right? You can't do that really. You could have a business checking account under your sole proprietorship. But I'm here to tell you that an LLC will go much further for you, okay? So you need to have a business checking account. You definitely need a bookkeeping system, right? You definitely need to have a merchant account. This is an account that allows you to accept credit cards, right? American Express, MasterCard, Visa, Discover, you know, those four major cards, it helps you to accept that, right? And, you know, as a side note, I want to say a lot of the times I hear small business owners complain a lot about merchant fees and that type of thing. And I just want to remind you, there's no merchant fees if you're not making any money. And it's a small fee compared to the amount of money that you're making. You can also adjust the amount of money that you're charging to cover those fees, right? But what you need to understand is that it's necessary, and it is definitely tax deductible, right? It is going to help you to deduct that and lower the amount of money that you're actually paying taxes on. So again, it is a necessary thing that you need in your business, okay? Statistics over the decades have proven that individuals make anywhere between 25 to 50% more money when they accept credit cards, okay? And then lastly, cash flow. You need to become that queen of cash flow, right? You know, for those of you that may have taken this webinar, remember I did the Queen of Cash Flow webinar and I talked about how important the cash flow analysis is. The cash flow is going to help you to do many things, but two important things it's going to help you to do is number one, it's going to help you to project the amount of money that you want, help you to clarify what sales goals you want to do. Number two, it's going to let you know how many clients or customers you need in order to accomplish that sales goal. And, you know, it'll help you to also adjust the pricing as well based on that. And then, you know, I want you guys to understand that accounting, bookkeeping, all of these things are necessary, and you've got to get in control over it, not ignore it, but you've got to embrace it because it is going to help you to gain your wealth, to keep your wealth, okay? Now we're going to move on to question number two in the five business questions of leadership. What are my top three goals this month, right? We just got through in question one talking about what are your goals for the quarter? So now you can break those goals down into months and really get down to what you need to be doing this month, right? Because you would have prioritized your goals, right? Okay, so you need to know what those three goals are. And I don't really recommend going past three goals unless you have virtual assistants or some others on your power team that can take over certain projects for you and help you get them done, right? If it's just you, then I recommend that you slow it down a little bit and focus on accomplishing three business goals. Because remember, for each goal that you're wanting to accomplish, those goals require you to also set tasks, and it might be multiple tasks and challenges doing those tasks that you have to work through for the solution, right? So keep that in mind, okay? So it's not just three goals, but those three goals are then sprouted out into tasks so that you can get things implemented. Here's question number three. You know, if you've created your outline for your power team, you know the type of power team you want, do you actually have a power team in place? You don't have to put all of the professionals that you have on your list in place, but some of them you might need now. Here's question number four. Am I being consistent with marketing and communication? Consistency is the key, right? Consistency is definitely the key to reaching out to people. Remember, I talked about that term familiar trust, how important that term is for everybody. Familiar trust means that they don't have to know you, but when they are exposed to valuable information from you, when they see you in videos or hear you on audio, see you in social media posts, then they are more likely to trust what you are offering at cost, right? So that's very important. And then lastly, in the five business questions of leadership is, on a scale of 1 to 10, what's your belief level? Now, I have shared so many times about belief and how powerful it is. One thing I want to quickly share with you is that, you know, your belief level can go up and down. I really want to make sure you guys understand that. Beliefs can go up and down. And the reason being is because beliefs are tied to happenings. They're tied to what we are experiencing. They're tied to our moods. They're tied to our emotions. They're tied to how we are feeling at the time. And so as a result, your belief level can go up and down based on what is happening in your life. I wish that were not so, but we are humans living in a we are humans, right? We're living in a hosted body as spiritual beings. And we're going to experience all of these different things in our lives. And so this is why it's so important for you to be extremely clear, have complete clarity on understanding who you are in Christ Jesus, understanding God the Father and how he created you, understanding the power of your subconscious mind. And so with that said, you need to understand that your belief level is totally tied into your actions. If you're taking actions, if you see goals being accomplished, if your to-do items are being marked complete, then you know that you're performing on a high belief level, right? Now, what belief level is that? Well, it is called unshakable faith, right? The more you practice the principle of unshakable faith, the more unshakable you actually become. Unshakable faith is that level of belief so deeply rooted within you, meaning you have embedded it with you. You have actually created belief habits. It's so embedded that it compels you to take swift and immediate action on all of your dreams, all of your goals, on all of the things that you purpose to do. You know, procrastination is not really in the picture there. It's very difficult to think about procrastinating or sitting still because of the excitement and the level of belief you have in yourself and what you are doing and what God has allowed you to do. So this is very key here that you understand that belief. And the belief, there are certain levels of belief and that not all levels are the same. And even if you might be in the high 8 to 10 category for your belief level, don't think that you can always stay there, okay? Now, one of the things also that I have learned about belief that I want you to understand as well is that belief, as I said before, is definitely tied into your actions, but it's also tied into results sometimes as well. And this is when you have to really go in a deeper level of understanding, because oftentimes as humans, we tie our beliefs into results. That might be good for some cases, but in the case when you're talking about wanting to accomplish goals, wanting to see things happen, wanting to make more money, change your financial structure, do more things in life, bless more people, It's not always going to go your way. You're going to sometimes try different methodologies and you will fail at them, or it will not happen, or the results that you were looking for were not the same. And here's what I'm talking about when I say why your belief level is not always going to be the same, is because sometimes as human beings, you know, we have feelings, we have emotions, right? And so when things don't result the way we want them to, we have a tendency to be disappointed in ourselves, to be disappointed in others, and it changes the dynamic of our belief in ourselves, right? It changes the dynamics, because instead of us saying, well, regardless of the result, I still believe that I can be a millionaire. I still believe that I can be a successful businesswoman. I still believe that I can be highly productive even though I have a full-time job. I still believe these things. But in many instances, there are many businesswomen who allow their emotions to get the best of them, and it takes them down to very low vibrations of energy, and their belief levels change overnight, in a minute, in a fleeting moment, right? And so this is why you have to learn to condition yourself. You have to consider that you really are conditioning yourself and practicing to be in the belief Olympics, right? You want to always maintain a high belief level, and the way that you do that is always going to be about preparing your mind for greatness. So before I get into that portion, I'm going to go ahead and close out here on the five questions of business leadership. And I want you to know and understand that you can ask yourself these questions as often as you need to. I just got a text from one of our listeners. She says, Trina, could you please repeat them one more time? Okay, question number one was, have I set my business foundation? There were five core areas, legal structure and setup, strategy. Have you developed that strategy? Have you created your outline and formed your power team and selected the professionals that you need to have within that power team? Automated marketing was core area four, and core area five was, are you prepared to receive the money? And the four areas to be prepared in for that was business checking, bookkeeping, merchant account, and cash flow. Question two in the five questions of business leadership was, what are my top three business goals? Question three, do I have my power team in place? Question four, am I being consistent with marketing and communications? And on a scale of 1 to 10, what's your belief level? Of question five. So there you have that. Those are all five of business questions of leadership, okay? They're going to help you hone your leadership skills. And remember, as you answer the questions, that answer is going to cause you in some way to take action and implement some tasks and set some new goals of things that you need to be working on for your business to be the very best CEO that you can be for your business. It is 12:22 after the hour. I'm going to go ahead and move on into preparing your mind for greatness. Oh, guys, I needed so much today to prepare my mind for greatness. I just had some things that occur private-wise with my family, and some family urgencies, and just some surprises this past weekend that took me to a vibrational low, and I had to get in my moment, get in my emotional moment, but then I had to pull myself out of that, and I had to remember who I belong to, which is God, right? I had to remember that God put in me the ability to be successful, ability to bless a lot of people. I had to start strengthening myself, so I had to go into my own personal session of preparing my mind for greatness, and that I did. And let me tell you, I held my own personal meditation and prayer and preparing my mind for greatness. I had to have some church with myself this past weekend. And so when I did, and after I came out of that session, I was sweating, y'all. I mean, I expended energy on that. I want you to know that I felt so much better. I felt cleansed, and I felt ready to conquer, and I felt ready to bring myself under God's subjection and under his rule and his authority, and allow God, right, allow God to lead me in the way that I should function. And it was just a wonderful experience. And I want you guys to have that same experience. I want you guys to understand the reason why preparing your mind for greatness is so important. And I'll be honest, I'll keep it transparent with you. Sometimes I've had to prepare my mind for greatness every hour, every 30 minutes, you know, because whatever the energy force was trying to take additional energies from me, it was that strong that I had to hold on tight to my personal power and what God has prepared for me. And so again, preparing your mind for greatness is not a one-time thing. It is not something that you just do when you feel like it, but it is a conditioning, right? It is a part of that. Remember I mentioned Belief Olympics, preparing yourself for the Olympics. Think about an Olympic athlete, how they have to prepare themselves all year long. They have to continually condition themselves, continually build those and reinforce those habits that's going to help them qualify for the Olympics and really make some things happen for themselves. It's the same thing. It is no different. As you prepare your mind for greatness, it is something that you have to do really as often as necessary, but totally make sure you do it in the mornings, because as you open your eyes, it gives testimony to you that you're still here, right? That's the definition of time that lets you know that you're still here, and you are to immediately be grateful and show gratitude to God for waking you up, because he didn't have to allow that. And so that lets you know that you have much to do with 86,400 seconds that have been given to you in your life. Queen, honey, girl, let me tell you, I consider those 86,400 seconds to be like $86,400, right? I think of it in that way, and I consider myself wealthy with time that God has blessed me with. And I make sure that I look at, well, how are you managing that time? Are you making the best of that time? Are you doing what you need to be doing? You know, again, keeping it transparent, it doesn't always happen that I'm managing time, my time that has been allotted to me, properly, managing myself and how I handle it. But I am acutely aware when that happens, and I am able to correct myself. And that's what I want to be for you. I want you to recognize when you are in low vibration, when your energy is low, when you're procrastinating, when things aren't happening like you would like for them to. I want you to be able to recognize it and then self-correct, right? Correct yourself. Immediately go into your own personal session of preparing your mind for greatness. So again, the components of this is, number one, you start your morning, you give your first fruits of the day to God by showing gratitude, you say your prayer, you know, and then you go into meditation if you want to, or go right into your custom affirmations for yourself. Nobody but you knows what you need that day. You know what type of motivation you need. Is it a financial motivation? You know, is it an encouragement type of affirmation that you need? Is it an affirmation of chastisement? Do you need to correct yourself on some things and turn it positive? You know, what is it that you need to do to make sure that you are in a mental mode of progression and that you're not allowing people, places, and things to hold you back from the things that you want in life? And I'm going to let you know, sometimes, you know, those people, those places, those things can be things that are dear to us. It could be our kids. It could be our spouse, our mate. It could be friends. It could be other types of relationships that we may have on the workplace. It could be different things that are jugging and pulling at our energy force, right? But what you need to understand is that when you prepare your mind for greatness, when you create your own custom affirmations, it strengthens your own personal power. You see, you should be the first person to tap into your personal power every single day, right? And many of you have heard me say this before, but do you believe that? Have you tried that? You should be the person to tap into that. Why? Because if you're not the person who's tapping into your own personal power, then the big question is, oh my goodness, who is, right? You've got to have control of your life. Both can't allow certain things to get into your subconscious mind that are going to wreak havoc. Now, I'm going to let you in on a little secret here. Guess what? you can be someone that's working against yourself. And so this is why you have to understand you, what's going on with you. This is why you have to really get in your quiet place and really do some conditioning, build some habits, some reinforcements that are going to help you to stay on a high level of vibration, a high level of energy, a high level so that no matter what happens throughout the day, because trust me, we're human, things are going to happen, but no matter what happens, you will be able to handle it in a different manner than you would if you had not prepared your mind for greatness, okay? So all of these things that I'm sharing with you, and I have such a passion, such a heart. I actually have tears in my eyes right now because preparing my mind for greatness this weekend really helped me so much. And I have such a desire to want you to experience this power, this supernatural power that God has given us. And so I get emotional when I talk about it because I want you to know what it is. I want you to know that there's something greater than this human life. I want you to understand that there's something greater within you. I want you to understand that whatever you purpose in life and what the things that you want in life, I want you to know that you too can have them. You don't need authority from anyone. God has already given you the authority to be great, a successful businesswoman, a successful woman in life. He's already given you the ability to be a great wife, a great mom. He's given you the ability to be a great friend. He's given you the ability to bless the lives of other people. Amen. He's given you all of that. It's all within you. But when you allow others, when you allow naysayers, when you allow put yourself in environments that you shouldn't be putting yourself in, when you allow all of these things to get in your way, it changes the dynamic of who you are. It changes that dynamic. And I don't want that for you. I want you to be a very self-reliant woman. I want you to first be able to depend on God the Father. And then I want you to be able to understand your own personal power, right? And if there should be nobody else that can support you, I want you to be able to rely on God and rely on yourself to pull you through. Now, that's a lot of power that's needed, but it's within you to do so. And of course, if you have family that are supportive, oh, that's such a blessing. But if you don't, it's okay because you will have conditioned and strengthened your personal power to overcome those hurdles, right? So very, very important. So there you have it about preparing your mind for greatness and why I feel that it's so important and how it really helped me just this weekend overcome so many challenges that were coming up and popping up in my life. And you know, I love all of you. I love you so much. And I just want us as women to come together and to be that driving force that can do so much together, right? So very, very important. It's 12:33 after the hour. You're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. I'm Queen Trina Newby, host and business success coach and founder of womenaboutbiz.net. If you have not scheduled your free power talk, oh, my sister, what are you waiting on? Go ahead and get your power talk scheduled. Every businesswoman or every woman gets one free power talk annually, right? And then if you have had a power talk or if I've extended a few multiple power talks to you, then it would be wonderful for you to go ahead and pay blessings to Women About Biz and to me. I could appreciate it. I really would. You know, schedule coaching sessions, get involved with Women About Biz, you know, learn about our membership levels and how we can help you to grow your business, whether you need to understand funnel systems, whether you need to, you know, whether you need to develop your marketing strategy, whether you need to go ahead and get incorporated and get yourself legal, you know, whatever it is that you need, I'm here for you, sis. I'm here for you. And you should know that. You should understand that, okay? That is very, very important. Hey, I want to share something that I shared with one of my sisters this past weekend, right? And one of the things I shared was about decision making, you know, we all go through certain experiences in life. But what I want you to know, and I share it with her, is that whatever decisions you make in life, there's always going to be a consequence to that decision. Be it good or bad, it's going to be a consequence, okay? And so you have to pay attention to that and start thinking about the decisions that you are making in your life and the consequences that those decisions will yield to you. They're either going to yield fruit and enhance your life, or further down the road, they are going to take away from your life. You know, we were talking about getting out of debt. We were talking about credit, business and personal credit. And I mentioned to her that oftentimes individuals, they build their personal credit score up, you know, get it up to those 700s, 800 zone, and then decisions from a poor decision get themselves right back into the same addiction again when the credit score goes down. And that is because a decision was made out of a habit to really start spending and start using credit cards inappropriately all over again. It's like a vicious cycle. And so you have to pay attention. And so the point is to pay attention to the decisions that you make in life, because they are all going to yield consequences regardless, if whether it's relationship, finances, your credit, whether it is decisions you make on your business, or decisions you make whether or not to move forward with the business or not, all of those things yield consequences. So you have to really think about the result. Go to the end and look at the end to see what can happen as a result of me making this decision, right? That's very, very important. And you know, this past weekend was just a weekend full of learning for me and for several of my family members that I spoke with. So again, I want to encourage you to pay attention to your decisions, pay attention to your belief level, pay attention to the things that you want in life. God tells us to live each day as though it were our last. Why is that? Because it's true. We don't have control outside of ourselves. We don't have control what's going to happen throughout the day, right? And so therefore, we have to live life and be happy, be full of life yourself, and embrace it, be grateful, and constantly praying to God and letting him know that you recognize that life is not to be taken for granted here on this earth. When you do that, God sees you. He hears you. The Holy Spirit within you hears you. Okay? Let's go ahead right now, and I want to go ahead and talk about 5 ways to make the most of the summer season to grow your business. Now, hopefully, for those of you that don't have a business yet, this is just a good learning tool for you, right? You know, again, the summer season, it just presents a whole unique opportunity for all of us as businesswomen to flourish and make significant strides in our business growth, right? With longer daylight hours, a warmer weather, and more relaxed atmosphere, customers and clients literally are more receptive to what you have to offer them. Whether you operate commercial-based business, an online business, a service-based business, or a product-driven business, I want to share with you these 5 effective ways to leverage the summer season to grow your business. And this is what I've been basically sharing and discussing all along, is different ways to approach your business for the summer season. How do you begin and get individuals to pay attention to what you have to offer? Okay. So remember, summer is still here. As a matter of fact, a lot of people think, you know, what is summer season 2023? What is it? Okay. So the first part of summer started June 21. Okay. It started June 21. And then summer doesn't end, I believe, really until August. Okay. I think the fall season, Labor Day actually officially marks the fall season. So again, I just pulled up the dates for you, for anybody that's wondering. Summer starts from June 21st through September 23rd of this year, 2023, okay? So, you know, we're still in our summer months, and we basically are halfway through summer. So you still have a lot of time to do some incredible things for the summer season. Here's one thing that you can do. Number one, offer seasonal promotions and discounts. Get funky with the summer, right? Do fun things. Have fun with it, you know. Be expressive with creative titles and different things like that in your e-newsletters. Embrace the spirit of the summer with those promotions and discounts, because customers or your clients are always on the lookout for great deals and trying your offers, okay? And so, again, you need to consider running limited time offers, buy one, get one free deals, discount codes. You can do all of these types of things for the summer. If you have a commercial location or have access to a commercial location, you know, throw some type of summer bash, right? You know, call it, you know, cocktails and connections, you know, champagne and discounts, you know, do something fun with the summer. Here's number two, host fun and engaging events. Like I just said, organized events during the summer season can always be that excellent thing that you do to build strong connection and existing ones. Your clients are over all over the United States or throughout the world. You know, what you may want to do is do something virtual and fun, right? One of the things that you can do is have like a, for those who need to do something virtual, have like a Friday cash drawing or a Friday drawing, prize drawing for all of your existing customer base, right? Or for all of your existing customer base plus your prospects, right? You know, have a Friday cash drawing where you come on live and you do some fun things with a drawing, and you can even have an opt-in for people who want to register for a prize or something for that Friday, right? Engage your community also by partnering with local organizations or influencers to increase your visibility, okay? Such events not only promote your brand, but they provide an opportunity for people to interact with your products or services in a relaxed setting, okay? Here's number three, create summer-themed content. I like that, summer-themed content. Take advantage of the summer vibe, craft engaging and relevant content for your marketing. Incorporate summer-themed imagery, colors, language into your website, your social media posts, email newsletters. Share useful tips, guides, blog posts related to summer activities and trends in your industry, okay? Very, very important. For example, if a large portion of your clients happen to be moms of school-age children, oh, you can get extremely creative with giving them ways that they can celebrate the summer with their kids, you know, 5 top staycation activities, you know, different things like that. Here's number four, partner with local businesses. Now, if you have a local business, primarily everybody that you service is local, collaborate with other local businesses. You know, it can be a powerful way to expand your customer base and attract new audiences, right? You can get together and do events. Right? You can get together and host a networking event, an evening networking event, a summertime picnic, a throwback party. You can do all kinds of things with other businesses. So definitely think about that. If you're in the health and wellness industry, this is a great time to talk about weight loss, to talk about getting healthy, you know, preparing yourself for the fall season so you can fit into your clothes. You can do all kinds of things with that, okay? The key here is to work with a business that's not competitive, but you can cross-promote each other's businesses to help increase that visibility for yourselves, right? And last but not least is number five, and the five ways to grow your business during the summer, launch summer exclusive products and services, okay? I think that's key. Introduce limited edition products and services that might be exclusive to the summer, like slash prices, you know, whatever seems to be popular in your business, you can slash that 50%, something huge, and, you know, open it up to the first 15 or 20 people. But it can create that sense of urgency and excitement amongst your customers and your prospects that gets them to click that button and take that action, right? Brainstorm ideas that align with the summer theme and offer something new and exciting. And that's very, very key. Here's some ideas if you have like a food truck or a restaurant or what have you. One of the things that you can do, for example, and I want to get back to my notes, you could, as a restaurant or a food truck, you could offer a special summer menu featuring seasonal ingredients, okay? A technology company might release a limited edition of summer themed gadgets, right? This is very, very unique. If you're a direct sales, let's say, you know, if your company sells perfumes and stuff for women, you could do a huge promotion towards summer scents. You know, like summer scents that might have lime or lemon or orange or what have you. You could do that again if you're health and wellness, right? You could create themes that go in with the summer. You know, it's time to heat off the weight, right? Different types of things that will help. You guys get my drift on this, but the thing that you need to remember is that the summer season is a fantastic time for you to grow your business and literally thrive by offering seasonal promotions, hosting events, creating summer-themed content, partnering with local businesses, launching those exclusive products or services. You can literally make the most of a vibrant season and elevate your business to new heights. Remember, the key here is to stay creative, stay relevant, stay customer-focused, and be consistent with whatever you are doing, right? So there you have it. You have five more ways to grow your business for the summer season. I hope you guys were taking some good notes. And maybe you've had an aha moment as I was talking and sharing different suggestions and ways you could use summer-themed content. Maybe you had an aha moment for yourself. Whatever you do, stay focused. Keep active and literally drive the goals and create the tasks to support those goals, and you will be able to make it happen. I want to go ahead right now as I put closure on our topic for today and all of this month as we've been talking about summer cash. I want to remind all of you that it's important for you not to just listen at the things that we're saying here at Successful Woman Radio, but to take notes, and then after the show, during your CEO planning time, or if you have a few minutes after the show, ask yourself, how can I put these things into action that Trina is talking about, right? And if you need help or assistance, or you want to brainstorm about it, then connect with me through the Power Talk system. Okay, connect with me there, and then we can help you get the resources and the information and have those even more aha moments that you need to grow your business. It's 12:47 after the hour. You're listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I want to thank everyone for being on the show today and listening, and it's just such a blessing to have your support and to have you here with me. For those of you who are new to Successful Woman Radio, I want you to know that we have been live on the air every Monday for about 13 years now. We've been moving more and more with helping so many women to move past all of their hurdles and their challenges and to increase their belief, right? Which is so very, very important. Our mission is to literally help you to create the life that you want with your business and to help you generate that income that you desire. That's our whole goal, is to put those resources right there in front of you. And of course, Successful Woman Radio is one of the avenues that we use to get the word out there and to help you. So you can depend on Successful Woman Radio. We are on the air live every single Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. Come rain, sleet, snow, we're going to make it happen for you. right? Whether it's a holiday or not. I know that Christmas has fallen on a Monday. Different holidays have fallen on Mondays. And all of you can that are longtime listeners know, hey, I'm right there for you. I'm right there during those holiday seasons, especially because we have a lot of women who are also full-time workers, and they really appreciate being able to listen comfortably without having to sneak a listen, to listen comfortably to the show. So again, we are live always every single Monday. And that is something I'm grateful that God has allowed me to be able to do that. Even when I've been sick, girl, I've been broadcasting in the bed, even in the hospital before. So I am totally committed to providing you with that information that you can put to your use in your business every single day. At this time, I want to remind you, as we are moving on in the mid part of the summer, and as we are, we've still got 6 months, 5.5, 6 months left for the year. We're kind of at that halfway point. I want to remind you that if you have not been making the money that you had hoped that you would be able to in your business, if things didn't work out, if there's some things that you're not understanding, coming up in August, for those of you that are silver members and above, we are going to be hosting office hours. I'm very excited about that. What does that mean? That means that whatever you've been trying to work on, you've been trying to create a funnel for yourself, or you've been trying to create an email sequence and not quite sure how to get started with doing it, or you've been needing to get incorporated, you've been needing to set up your Amazon Kindle account, whatever it is, okay, we are all going to be working on it together. And those individuals that need assistance, we can go off to a side room and I can answer any questions that you might have, or I can answer questions to the group collectively. So we're going to be definitely hosting those office hours. You're going to get that. Also, last week I mentioned that we are so excited because, you know, as we've been growing, we're needing to move to another platform for our member portal. And so that is being worked on as well this week. And I'm just really, really excited about all of the wonderful things that we're doing to up our game and make sure that the membership you are paying for is so valuable. So extremely valuable that you're going to continue on with us. And we're blessed because we have high retention rates with our silver membership. Our bronze members know that we still give them good value, even on a free level. But when you're ready to move it up a notch, our Silver Crown membership is definitely there for you. If you have not joined as a free member, that's how you first get started with us at Women About Biz, and then you will receive an invitation to become a Silver Crown member. So the first step, if you're not a member yet, is to go ahead and sign up as a Bronze Crown member with Women About Biz. That's our free membership, and we value all of our free members. And so that's very important. That you know that. You can simply go to womenaboutbiz.net, click on Join Today, and sign up for our bronze membership. And, of course, you'll receive a welcome email. If, for whatever reason, you signed up for a bronze membership and you did not get a welcome email, please go ahead and email us at membersupport@womenaboutbiz.net. Again, membersupport@womenaboutbiz.net. We want to make sure that we help you. For these last few minutes of this show, I have had a lot of people to ask questions lately about business loans, grants. You know, are there some different grants that are actually available? Are there some business loans that are available? And so here's the one thing that I will be doing in August. We're going to be hosting a webinar where we're actually talking about grants, loans, and money. Okay, we're going to be talking about that. That's going to be our free webinar coming, our Lunch and Learn coming out in August, grants, loans, and money. And I'm going to give you guys the 411 on all of that. You know, what's available? What do I think about grants? You know, how do you get qualified for a business loan? I'm going to talk about money and money management and some tools and different things that you will be able to use. So definitely stay tuned to that. I'm very, very excited to share that with you because a lot of business women accepted PPP loans. A lot of them accepted different types of loans. And now they're realizing that depending on the type of loan, it is something that you will have to pay back. And so we're going to talk about all of that. And I'm going to try and have also a couple of guests with me on the webinar as well as we discuss that. So again, I want all of you to as well start thinking about the rest of this year and the goals that you want to accomplish within your business for this next 6 months, okay? That's very important. We're coming up on August of 2023, and it's time for you to really start looking at getting serious even more so about seeing some results, right? So I want you guys to be able to reset your sales goals just for this next 6 months, okay? I want you to reset your sales goals, and I want you to start thinking about developing a strategy for the next 6 months. So that means that you have to set goals for the rest of this year, and then you have to figure out what's going to happen. Stay tuned because I've got more information and assistance for you on that. Again, if you have not scheduled your Power Talk, if you haven't had one before, Queen, what are you waiting on? You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to have everything put together. That's why you need to schedule a Power Talk, right? Go ahead and get your Power Talk scheduled by going to womenaboutbiz.net. Scroll down on that homepage right up under the banner, and you'll see it right there. It's waiting on you, a link, actually, to go ahead and get your Power Talk scheduled. So, again, make sure that you go ahead and do that. And I want to go ahead and just with my favorite affirmation that I use, I want to share that with you because as I shared with you early on the show, this weekend was a big challenge and it put some feelings inside of me that I had to work through. And of course, I went back to my old, I call it old reliable, right? My old reliable affirmation, which says, take off your shoes of fear, put on your shoes of courage, and step beyond your comfort zone, for therein lies your success. Oh, Queen, guess what? Your success is just on the other side of your thoughts. Whatever you might be dealing with, whatever challenges you might be having, whatever fears might be inside of you right now about being successful and being in business, whatever it is that you want, you need to understand that it is possible. If you really want to know what's the difference between you and someone else who wants to stop similar to the same things you want, but they're making it happen, it has everything to do with them taking off those shoes of fear, them up-leveling their belief level, right, with that unshakable faith, putting on those shoes of courage and them stepping beyond their comfort zones and staying focused forward, right? It has everything to do with that. Remember, Queen, remember, you are incredibly talented. You already have inherited the right to call yourself queen. You already have inherited the right to have your own empire, your assets, whether that's real estate, whether that's businesses, whether that's nonprofits, whether it's events, whatever it is that you want to put in your empire, you already have inherited that from God the Father himself. Nobody, right? Nobody has to give you that authority, for it has already been given to you. You don't need permission. You don't need validation. All you need to have within yourself is the belief to make it happen. The belief, that level of belief that's deeply rooted within you, right? Put those emotions aside. Cast out those fears. You know, put yourself in positive environments. Practice preparing your mind for greatness every single day. Build those habits. Strengthen those habits, right? And you, too, can make it happen. love you so much. I want you to have a beautiful and productive week. I want to hear from you. Let me know the things that are going on. Connect with me. You can connect with me in so many ways. I'm on Facebook at Trina Newby, our Women About Biz fan page at Women About Biz. You can connect with me via email, tnewby@womenaboutbiz.net, right? You can connect with me in so many ways. Let me know what's going on. How are you doing, really, right? What do you need assistance with? What do you need help with? Schedule your Power Talk session. Go ahead and do it. I challenge you to make a difference in your life. Here's to having a beautiful and productive and positive. Bye-bye.